Well, we're the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Halston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, welcome. We hope you will enjoy this podcast, especially this week, today and yesterday, where we're talking about science in faith in a special way. And I want to welcome you and hope that our words touch your heart. If you're returning to our program, then welcome back, as always. We hope you enjoy our program. You can see we're starting to build a variety here, and we hope you're enjoying that. Assuming that you are returning because you have enjoyed the previous programs, we encourage you to share this link with friends and families, especially yesterday and today. If you have some of your atheist friends who are saying, we don't have to believe in God anymore, they might enjoy this particular program. They might not. We'll see. But anyway, they can listen. But so we can, that way we can also reach a larger audience. We give freely. We don't have silver and gold to give to you, but we do have this message, which is so powerful for each and every one of you. And in this case, what we have is the message of the gospel, the message of the Catholic Church, the message of Christian faith, and we're passing that on to all of you. With that being said, we're talking this week about science and faith. And what I talked about yesterday is people will say that science has disproved the existence of God. That is absolutely not true. But it's important for us to understand that relationship between science and faith. They are not enemies. They are different forms of knowledge is what they are. Scientific knowledge is verified human knowledge. If I want to look at anything within the context of what science teaches, then I'm looking at verified knowledge. Give you a good example. At one time, it was believed that the sun revolved around the earth, but through mathematics and different aspects of calculations, it was determined that the earth revolves around the sun. And then once we went out into space, not necessarily with spacecraft that were manned at the time, but when we sent out other spacecraft out into space, we came to see a whole different focus, and we had definitive proof that the sun is stationary, and the Earth revolves around the sun, as do the other planets. So we had that message right there, and that's verified truth. If I were to say to you, no, that the Earth is flat and the sun revolves around the Earth, as it was once taught, and all this, you would say, that's ridiculous. We have verified truth that that is not true, what you are saying. Well, many people are saying science is disproving the existence of God. But no, that hasn't happened, because in order for that to happen, you have to have verified truth that science disproved the existence of God. And that has never happened, nor will it ever. And the example I gave yesterday was also the question of whether or not there are other civilizations in the universe. And I talked about SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And they will tell you the reason why they haven't found intelligence in the universe outside of us is that intelligence, we would have to receive it through the proper instruments, and we don't know if we have the right instruments. We're just going out there and opening our way to kind of search to see if there's any kind of signal or any kind of message from another civilization, and that's what we're doing. And so we're listening and we're using instruments, but it's all just like a shot in the dark. We're just hoping that somehow there is some form of compatibility. So if anyone says there is absolutely no evidence that there is ever any kind of civilization in the universe, we can't necessarily say that. Up to this point, yes, that is true. But we know that we haven't investigated all of the universe. So therefore, that is not verified truth completely. Well, it's the same thing with God. If anyone says there is absolutely no evidence that God exists, then that is not fully verified truth. And one of the problems, and I brought this up, is that we approach God on his terms, not on ours. So when science is trying to find the existence of God, they're using our terms, our way of understanding to discover God, and that just is not possible because it's not us that reaches God on our terms. It is God that reaches us on his terms. And that is the big difference. So if a scientist says to me, I don't believe in God, fine, that's his choice. But if a scientist says to me, we have definitive proof that God does not exist, that is not true. One of the interesting things that you will learn is that some scientists will tell you that there has been definitive proof there is no sun god, moon god, rain god, etc., etc. Okay, yes, we understand that. And so they will say, therefore, we don't believe in any form of God, including the God of the Jews and the Christians. Okay, we can understand that saying, but do you know that they are two radically different comprehensions of God? The pagan God is considered a higher form of nature, whereas the God of the Jews and Christians is literally supernatural. He is what we call immanent and transcendent. He is beyond our ability to fully comprehend. So we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we will be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And again, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's the website of the media outreach of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org, that's stanthonyalston.org. But at CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can find not only the parish website, you can also find the website of our Substack newsletter. You can check out the archives of the program. You can share those archives with other people. You can connect to the different podcasts, several of the different podcast platforms. Remember, our home platform, by the way, is Podbean, just so you know. You can check out the blog and check out all kinds of things over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we are looking at this powerful message of understanding that difference between science and faith. Now, anyone who says that there is no God does not understand that is, according to science, we don't have the instruments to determine formally whether or not there really is a God. Now, we can make our own theories, but we don't have the instruments to formally determine that. And again, we reach God on his terms, not on our terms. So why is it that there are people who believe in God and there are people who don't? Is the people who don't have not understood that dynamic, and so they don't understand reaching God on his terms, not on ours. For example, one of the things I always teach is to ask God to show his presence to you. Now, what I always say is don't expect him to show up at your bed at night and saying, hi, I'm here, I just want to let you know. That's not going to happen. But in time, if you keep praying for that, in time, you will discover the presence of God. You will discover God's presence in your life. You will discover that God is real. But he will show himself on his terms, not on yours. It's just like the whole SETI issue. If there is a classic example, if there is a civilization that's transmitting on the planet and we're outside of Alpha Centauri, and that civilization is broadcasting on radio and TV and everything else, and those signals are also leaving the planet, which they would do, just like ours do, and they would come to our planet. But if the frequency of receiving them is not a frequency that we have an instrument that can receive them, then you're never going to pick up those signals. You're just never going to see them. Kind of like if you imagine this. I was talking to someone about this the other day. He was talking about whether or not his AM radio can pick up HD radio. And I said, no. I said, imagine that your AM radio is picking up a frequency at 650, or well, better yet, this one here, 950 kilohertz. Okay, 950 kilohertz. Okay. However, the signal is FM, which is, we're listening to AM on the radio here. So signal is FM. You would never hear that broadcast because our radios here in the United States and other parts of the world cannot pick up 650 kilohertz FM on an AM radio. So the signal could be there. It could be broadcasting at the maximum allowed, I think, by international law of 50,000 watts, unless you've been grandfathered in, which one of the local stations is. 50,000 watts, like WBZ, considered one of the strongest stations in the country, broadcast at 50,000 watts. But if it was broadcasting an FM signal to the AM based frequencies, you'd never hear it. You couldn't hear it because you wouldn't have the right instruments to get it. So the question of whether or not science can define or can determine whether or not God exists really doesn't come down to whether or not God exists, is whether or not science has the ability to make that decision. And any scientist worth their salt will say, no, we don't have the ability to make that decision. Now, any scientist can say, by the science that I have discovered, the science that I have looked into, my understanding of God is challenged, and I don't necessarily believe in the God that I understand him to be by what I discover in science. Well, guess what? That's real. Why? Because God is what I love to say in Spanish, Masaya. God is greater than our ability to comprehend him. So you're always going to discover realities about God that are new understandings, new realities. So yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, a good example is we as Catholics believe in evolution. We don't believe in random evolution. We believe in a form of evolution, and we believe that God led that evolution. There are other people that don't believe in evolution. We know that. They believe strictly in the literal translation from Genesis. Well, okay. So that literal translation from Genesis may challenge some people, but we as Catholics would say, no, we understand that this is telling us of a deeper understanding of who God is. We'll talk more tomorrow with Alfred Mira. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.